You know, when you look at the film, obviously it was a great effort by the defense. Anytime you hold a team that historically has had an offense like they've had, and they got their quarterback back to 7 points, you're doing something right. And it starts with the turnovers, 6 turnovers, 3 by Tony Moss, who had an outstanding individual performance. I do think that we affected the quarterback. We had 4 sacks. We had about 4 knockdowns. We had about 16 other plays where we felt like we pressured him and it affected the throw. And I've said all along that's the key to stopping good offense. And I think that the defense did a good job of that. On special teams, we controlled the vertical field position. I think when you look at our cut, any time we kicked off or punted the ball, I think the average drive start for them was about the 23, something like that. And any time we returned it, whether it was a kickoff return or punt return, I think our average drive start was like the 45. And that's a huge, huge difference. And that kept us in the game when we were struggling early on offensively. Offensively, we ran the ball well. I do think that we scored 4 touchdowns when we got in the red zone, which is always important. I was disappointed we didn't punch it in on the other one. And certainly we're disappointed in how we threw the ball. And we got to do a better job. I think when you have the numbers we had, it's not one thing that was the problem. I think it's a number of things. It starts with the quarterback play, making good decisions and making accurate throws when you do make the good decision. It goes from there to the receivers and tight ends and running backs running good routes, running fast, being where you're supposed to be and getting open, and then the offensive line and tight ends and runners protecting the quarterback. And there were a number of reasons why we didn't throw it well, and it was always one thing here, one thing there, one thing there. So we have a lot of work to do in improving that. I think also offensively, I was really disappointed in our third down production. We had a number of third and makeable, third and ones, third and twos, and we didn't convert. And we got to do a better job of that. And certainly this week, we got to stay on the field. But overall, it was a good win. But it's also a great teaching tape, because there's a lot of corrections that we need to do to make moving forward. Hawaii, I mean, I don't really need to say much about Hawaii. Everybody knows what a challenge it's going to be for our team. The number one offense in the country, the Heisman Trophy candidate, all their receivers back, great football coach. It's going to be a great challenge. I don't think anybody's ever stopped them. We got to find a way to slow them down. I do think some of the keys are somehow we got to affect the quarterback's rhythm. And there's a number of ways you can do it, but somehow we got to get it done. If we don't and he gets back there and he's in a rhythm, it's going to be a tough night. I think we got to tackle well. They throw a lot of short passes, and the quicker we get the guys on the ground and make them drive it through, the better chance we'll have. And I think we need to play good in the red zone because they're going to move the ball. They're going to complete passes. And if we hunker down in the red zone and hold them to field goals, it keeps you in the football game. You look at it sometimes, you wonder if you could play with 12 guys, petition the commissioner to see if we can get an extra guy on defense, because nobody's really been able to stop them with 11. But it's going to be a challenge. And certainly on offense, we need to control the ball a little bit better and convert on third down to keep them off the field. That doesn't mean we're going to try to grind it out and run the clock out, but it just means we need to execute and get first downs. And it's going to be a challenge on special teams. They took a punt return back and a kickoff back. So we have to correct our mistakes from last week, and we're going to all have to play a better football game to win. I'll let y'all go from here.
Coach, how excited are you for this challenge? This is obviously why you get in this business, to get these games where you can make your mark. Talk about the excitement.
Yeah, it's anytime you play a good football team, it's exciting, but sometimes it's not so exciting when you got guys like these rolling in town. But it's a great challenge, and you know, you really, it's hard to enjoy anything unless you do something that's hard. And you know, you play a team like this, it's an opportunity to go out there and really see how much we've improved, if we have at all. I think we showed some improvement in a lot of areas last week, but this will be a huge test for us.
I'm sure you saw the video, Colt. I mean, were you a little scared when you saw the kind of rhythm he was just in the first game?
Well, we've watched a lot of him in the off season, you know, so what he did in the first game certainly isn't a surprise, and they're not going to do anything differently. Anytime you have a guy who's as accurate a thrower as Colt, who's got great awareness out there in decision-making and instincts, and then you put him in a system with a great football coach where they spread it out like they do, this is what you get. So it's going to be a good challenge for our defense.
They jump out early. How important is it to set the tone right off the bat?
Yeah, it's, you know, I saw where Colt was in his street clothes, I guess. Did y'all see that? Yeah. The second half. So our goal is going to be to keep him in his uniform at least four quarters. I hope we can do that. And that means we got to start off pretty good. Otherwise, you know, when they get on you early, it's tough plowing after that. But I also think it's important that you don't get affected. You know, and I mentioned that to our team this week. And the one thing I was proud of is they came out the first drive. We gave up a big play. We gave up a score. And we didn't change our demeanor one bit on either side of the ball. And that is playing football. And if we go down 21-0, we don't need to change. We don't need to panic. We don't need to put our head down. We don't need to quit. You keep playing. And you see what happens. And I think that's what they do to teams. They try to demoralize you early. And then you end up not playing as well as you need to play the rest of the way. So no matter what happens early, you got to play every play. And you just got to keep playing, and you know they're going to hit some plays, and you can't let that affect you the next play.
They're kind of a unique team, too. They're good. They have a lot of skill. But is the way they play, does that make it a little tougher to prepare for them because they do kind of things differently than a lot of teams?
You mean offensively?
Yeah, offensively.
I think it's more because they're good at it. You know, Central Arkansas really creates more problems schematically. Moving around, formations, motions, the plays. Hawaii is just really good at what they do. Now, certainly, you don't play a lot of run-and-shoot teams, so the preparation is different from that standpoint, and that has an effect. But you combine that with how well they execute, it makes it hard.
Obviously, as a coach, you don't want your punter on the field, but with Keeble booming 50-yard punts, you're able to kind of, like you said, the field position game.
Yeah, I've believed in that all my life. And, you know, I convinced the offense that it's not a bad thing to punt. You know, now I got to tell them, that doesn't mean we want to punt every series, you know. I think they took that literal. My point I was making was we don't want to turn the ball over. It's okay to punt and play field position. But at the same time, you're right. You don't really want to punt. You want to move the football. But giving a defense a long field, I mean an offense a long field, it helps your defense. And I think it certainly played a role in the game the other night. And as long as you're tackling well, and that's why I say you got to make them drive it through. Because at some point, you got to wait on who's going to make the mistake. A mistake's going to happen, but who's going to break first? So the longer the field is, and, you know, offensive guys, including myself, you tend to get impatient. You know, you want to score. So you're always backed up starting, and you're grinding and grinding. You get impatient, you make a mistake. So I think it's very important, and we need Chris to come up like that every game.
Can you guys get a win this week if you get the same performance from your offense like you did against Central Arkansas?
I don't think we'll get many wins during the year if we throw the ball like we did. Now, I hope we can continue to build on the running game. But I'm not going to pack it up and say we need to run it every down. I mean, we have to throw the football, and we got to throw and complete passes and get big plays throwing the ball. That's just how it is. And we're going to. We'll get better.
Got a lot of turnovers against Central Arkansas with Colt Brennan coming to town. The secondary's got to be licking their chops. I mean, they're even getting more opportunity there.
Yeah. They're probably licking their chops, too, like they do every game. But, you know, you just got to play your technique. And we can't get overwhelmed because of who we're playing. You just got to play your technique, and that's what we did in this game. When the players did what they're supposed to do, and they did it with effort, good things happened. And it's really no different when you play Hawaii. What I see a lot is you get affected by their tempo, they complete some balls, and then all of a sudden you don't do the simple things right on defense, and then they hit you. And that's why I say you can't let the previous play affect how you play the next play. And certainly you can't go in fearing them, because when you do and you're playing scared, they're going to put 70 on you.
It's a tough not to overprepare for this game. You talked last week about preparing for an opponent. I mean, are you already sick of talking about it and it's only Monday?
No, I mean, we have so much work ahead of us with the team, you know, because we hadn't done a lot with the team. We've prepared a lot as coaches, but now really the work begins today. And I feel like, you know, I wish we had another week of preparation for these guys. What is challenging on our end, on the offensive side, is there's a new defensive coordinator. And he was not coordinating the last couple of years anywhere. So we really have one game film to go on, you know, other than what he did several years ago as a coordinator. So there's a lot of unknown on that side of the ball and what we're doing from a preparation standpoint. But forget about that. We got so many things that we need to correct on our end. We'll have plenty to do and plenty to work on.
Despite Zach's numbers being down on Saturday, did you see that leadership role? I mean, he was taking some hits, running the ball, things like that.
Yeah, he made some plays with his feet, and he managed the game. But, you know, he needs to go through a game without making any bad decisions. You know, we had a fumble when we were 2 minutes before the half. You know, we don't send the guy in motion. He goes in late. He heel clicks it. Ball, it could have been disastrous. And really, you can't have any of those kind of mistakes. A couple of checks in the run game, and certainly some decisions throwing the ball need to improve. So, you know, the leadership was there. His command was there. But we got to play better at that position. And Zach knows that.
You were talking last week about just finding a punt returner. It looks like you found a weapon at Fenton.
Hey, Phillip did a good job. He really did. And he's worked hard at it, I will say. He's worked harder than any of those guys back there at wanting to be the punt returner and learning the returns and learning how to set up blocks. And his hard work paid off, and I hope we can do that with some consistency. You know, obviously, he won't be able to maintain. He's averaging 40 a return right now. He ought to frame that. When the NCAA stats come out, it's hard to maintain that, isn't it?
Coach, even though you guys only defense only gave up 7 points and you have a new defensive coordinator, it was the first time that the Tech team's held anybody since 2003 to just 7 points or less. That's got to be a good feeling going into this.
I think it's a great feeling. And, you know, the kids have worked hard. They bought in to what we're doing. They played with the kind of intangibles that we asked them to play with. And the result was there. All right, now, this is a different challenge. You know, it's going to be a lot better offense. You got to be a lot more tuned into your game. You can't get away with mistakes. If you make a mistake, they're going to expose you. So now your standard of performance is going to be at an all-time high. So we can't feel too good about ourselves. You know, like I said after the game, one game does not make a season. And certainly 7 points holding them, you feel good about it, but we got a heck of a challenge this week. We don't have time to pat ourselves on the back.
You mentioned being able to get pressure on Nathan Brown, and that helped in that game.
Right.
How much harder is it going to be against Colt Brennan?
It's very difficult. And I think, you know, I say we have to disrupt his rhythm somehow. We have to affect him. And sometimes that isn't always pressure. I think some of the coverages we do that can confuse him. I think playing physical on the receivers where we can disrupt some patterns helps. Certainly we're going to have to pressure him. and we're going to have to do a good job of pushing the pocket so he can't move around. He does a nice job of moving the pocket around to find throwing lanes. But, you know, not many teams have been able to get to him. He does a good job. And so our focus is, can we just get him out of his rhythm enough to where, you know, a ball's off a foot or the receiver isn't where he's supposed to be. And I think that's the challenge. And then you got to do it for four quarters. You know, you have a good first quarter, they can put 70 on you in three. You know, so all of a sudden you come out of the first quarter, man, we're doing pretty good. Well, you better quit thinking that.
Derek, I know we're using this weekend's game with breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
We put some information out about that, but just talk about why that's so.
Well, you know, when I got here, one of the things that I wanted to do, and certainly everybody has some charity work, if you call it community service, and I think it's an important part of being a good citizen, that you give back some way. And breast cancer has touched my family and touched my wife's family. My mother had it. My mother-in-law had it. Both of them are doing great now. Our offensive line coach's sister had an awful bout with it. And, you know, the more you research it, it's amazing the number of lives who are affected by this awful disease. And so I asked if we could do a game just to raise awareness and hopefully raise a little money for the research. And I'm glad the administration agreed to do it. And this is the week we're doing it. So Allison's been working hard at doing some things, and everybody in the athletic department's been working hard to raise some awareness and at least get the message out. And I think if we just start it this year and we can build it each year, and eventually it'll become a nice little part of our program.
What's going to be going on with the
ambulance? Well, Allison, we have some t-shirts that we made, which we'll sell, and then we'll have some things at the gate for donations. That sort of thing.
Any more questions for Derek?
I got one on Chris, your punter. What has he done this year to be able to punt much better than he was last year? What is it, a technique that he's doing?
Well, I can't really speak on what happened last year. You'll have to ask him that. But we've worked a lot with him. And, you know, when I first got here, I saw the guy had tremendous he's got a big leg.
Yeah.
And you know, punting is not just going out there and swinging. It's like hitting a golf ball. It takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of film study, and you can be off just a little bit, and it affects you. I think, you know, you have to have confidence in the protection and the snapper, and I think we've developed that. And then B, getting Chris on a little routine of what he's doing, what he's looking for, and watching film together, and he's developed confidence. And there's always a number of technical things, just like I say, hitting the golf ball. That's part of it, and then the other part of it is mental. Kickers are not football players, and I've never, you know, most coaches hate kickers. I love them. I mean, I really do. I meet with them. I enjoy talking to them because it's such a break from the regular football player. There's no telling what comes out of their mouths. They're just a different breed. And I've never really required them to be football players because they don't play football. They kick. So I've always treated them like kickers because that's what they are. You know, I don't expect him to do some of the things that the other guys do.
Is he a football player if he makes a game-winning field goal?
He's a kicker. Now, he's a kicker on our team, and he's a part of our team, and he does everything as a team as we do, but they don't have to block, they don't have to tackle, they don't have to run. I mean, we'd like them to tackle if we get in a bind.
I made two tackles in college.
All right, well, that's good. But I'm kind of banking on the other 10 guys to bring them down. You know, I don't, and I like the kickers and punters who like to stick it in there. But really, their job is to kick and to punt. And that's what I'm concerned about. And I think what happens if they don't have a discipline every week to really study their trade and become experts at their trade, and when they don't have a good kick or they miss a punt, to know why and how they're going to not let that happen again, I think they start developing a little consistency. And y'all have to talk to Chris. But what he did out there the other night did not surprise me one bit, and I've been saying it all camp. I mean, the guy's a talented punter. What I hope is he can, you know, I talked to him about this morning. You don't have it. I mean, don't go to bed tonight saying, I got this, all right, because now you're going to go average 28 the next game. And that's how it is. I mean, I sit there and watch Tiger Woods get interviewed after shooting a near-perfect round, and the guy asks him, are you there? And he says, I'm never there. You kidding me? I got so much work to do. Well, when Tiger Woods says that, that ought to tell you something. And like I said, to me, kicking and punting is playing golf. Maybe that's why I enjoy it, because I like playing golf. So I enjoy, you know, it's kind of the golf of football.
Is there any legitimacy to the fact that some critics say Brennan is part of the system? How do you address it? I see that.
Yeah.
Well, he's just in a good system.
Yeah. Well, he is in a good system, and he's with a great coach. But I'm not sure you could go do what he's done, buddy, if you played quarterback. No disrespect to you.
No.
But he's an accurate thrower. These are his strengths. He's an accurate thrower. I think that he has great awareness of what's happening out there. He's instinctive. So he's throwing it when he needs to throw it, and he's putting it where he needs to throw it. And I think he makes up for any physical deficiencies. I'm sure the pros will say he's not tall enough, whatever. But he moves in the pocket, and the system that they're in creates rush lanes. I mean throwing lanes, not rush lanes. All right, so they're able to overcome that a little bit by the system.
Any more questions for Derek?